immediately after Pearl Harbor, back in Washington, D.C., they came out with a ruling that anyone who worked along the waterfront in coastal areas were required to have at all times on their person a U.S. Coast Guard identification card. We were taking photos as early as the first week in January 1942 in Petersburg. If you worked along the waterfront, if you worked at the cannery, if you worked at the coal storage, if you had needed access to a float plane, if a steamship came in and you needed to board it to go south or go north, or if you were coming over from Cake to sell fish at the coal storage, you were required to have this.
Many of these photos, or all of them, hundreds of them, were kept by the museum over the years.
They had been languishing for a long time in the Cornelius Building. That was where Mary Allen's photo studio was.
The Cornelius Building is?
The Cornelius Building was at the location of today's Viking Travel.
Okay.
She unfortunately died in 1945, and Myrtle Cornelius kept her studio, her equipment, her photographs. That building was torn down in 1970 when they widened the road here in Petersburg, and thank goodness many folks locally rescued this material along with many other Allen mementos, photographs, work that she had done, and it eventually ended up at the museum.
And so if you go to the museum, you can see there's books of these pictures. Mm-hmm. Now, which brings me to the question about the project, not all of these pictures are identified.
Right, and it goes one step further. I would say probably in the early 70s, probably 100 of these negatives, they're 3.5 by 5 inch negatives, heavy sheet negatives. They were printed, they were identified, and they were put into some binders that have been in the back of the museum for people to go through. And they were also used as part of a family history relationship quilt that's on display at the hospital that everyone enjoys. I would say they're close to 750 images, except for those early ones that were printed. They're all negatives, and for the last 2 years in spare time, myself and some other volunteers have scanned approximately 200 of them, and I have 175 right now that are unidentified. And, of course, this project will go on several years because it's this hidden resource, and it's just coming to light today.
The purpose of the project then is to save these images by making them digital so everybody can look at them.
Yes.
And then also to identify the many that you don't know who they are.
It's amazing when you see these images for the first time on a computer screen, or we do print them out, or lately I've been showing them on 6 and 8 foot wide digital projected images on large screens. And so we're seeing each one of these people headshots for the first time in great detail and looking you straight in the eye. And I've been showing them, I've been bringing people into the museum, I've been going to people's homes, and also using a Facebook page. It's called Petersburg Pics in History. We have several Clausen Museum photo albums on that, and the Facebook page has over 800 members, and it has just been an amazing help. Everyone's excited, not just these World War II photos, but also other earlier taken photos that have never been identified that's in the museum collection.